From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes, and the Crazy Boys are back here, and well, we're down in South Vermont in Bennington, enjoying the beautiful weather here today, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford, and Bennington, Vermont, the main town in southern Vermont, which is the marketing area encompassing Bennington, Arlington, Manchester. Came down here on Thursday and enjoying our time down here. It's so easy to get to, particularly for people flying in now, beginning of May from Albany Airport, around 40 miles away, flying in on Southwest. Some good introductory fares on that route. For example, $60 from Baltimore and $159 plus tax out of Florida. And in a couple of hours, less than an hour freely from Baltimore and a couple of hours from Florida, you are here in quintessential New England.
You could actually fly into Albany and just drive east on Highway 9.
45 minutes. And no matter which airport you come into, we at Albany or Burlington, Rutland, Montreal, which is only 4.5 hours north, drive in here on...
As the art drives.
Yes.
Montreal's a great city.
Oh, there we go. There's our mystery.
Oh, yes, there he is. Art Moskovic listening in, wishing he was here.
Unfortunately, though, I wasn't able to take my jacuzzi last night.
That is correct.
Well,
yes.
If you come down here to the South Shire Inn, four of the rooms in the carriage house are jacuzzi equipped. So you could have had a great time.
And I have the light, Art.
Oh, man.
You could have washed all your cares away. It's a full-service hotel. It's a bed and breakfast, 9 rooms.
Rooms are a different theme here. Stephen's got the gold room with the four-poster bed. There is a True Value Hardware store nearby. I could have bought plenty of rope, Art.
Aw.
Aubuchon Hardware, walking distance. You have a nice, full, cooked-to-order breakfast. It's not just one of these small continental breakfasts. There's a main hot dish. All you can drink coffee and
juices. Which I would have had yesterday.
And fresh fruit. And it's the theme. You take these tours of Victorian homes, you always wish, could I stay in one? And we're sitting here doing the show from the library and the rich mahogany woods.
It's gorgeous here.
The library, the books you can read, plush carpeting, private baths in every room. This is an experience. You come to New England for that down-to-home experience, and the South Shire Inn provides that, and you can check them out on the internet, southshireinn.com.
We actually come down every year at this time to southern Vermont. Usually it's within 2 weeks, you know, beginning of May, end of April. And it is such gorgeous weather. We do this on purpose. When we stopped off the same place at Mr. Up's restaurant in Middlebury, of course, we did not find Chuck the proprietor. And we enjoyed the Otter Creek. And there's also creeks like that around here in the Arlington-Bennington area. In Arlington, we have the West Mountain Inn. And just at the beginning, as you're going to go up the hill there, there's a beautiful creek there. Apparently, Janet was telling me, or you remind me of my sister Marianne, so I want to call you Marianne, but... Anyway, okay. Janet was telling me about this is great for fly fishermen. I don't know. If you want to catch flies, I'd rather use honey. But anyway.
There is the Fly Fishing Museum in Manchester.
But it's the kind of thing that we enjoy. You know, it's the open-air atmosphere. You've got the two mountain chains here. We're right in the middle of the valley. And you just want to sit back and relax. We had breakfast yesterday at this place called Rebecca's. Unbelievably delicious food. And it's right on one of those creeks with a little waterfall, and you have a lot of that in Bennington. You've got covered bridges. There's 5 covered bridges in the Bennington-Arlington area, And one of them, which is under construction, which is a really neat sight to see. We were originally slated to stay at the Henry House Inn, but we were going to go visit that. We actually saw that the covered bridge.
They have a little creek across from it, and, of course, a covered bridge. And the number, I'll give it out for the South Shire Inn, 802-447-3839. And, again, check them out on the internet, southshire.com. The car we took this time from Thrifty Car Rental with locations.
Absolutely.
Montreal, Burlington, Rutland, Albany, wherever you're flying into, 1-800-4-CARS, 1-800-367-2277, www.thrifty.com, and featuring as our...
Chrysler Automobiles.
Chrysler Automobiles, Mopar Power, in the illustrious words of the
Chad
one and only
Kenemy, yes.
Chad Kenemy. Yes.
You could actually rent a Chrysler 300M, which is one of the things, or if you really want to have the Vermont experience, drive one of their convertibles, the Sebring convertibles, and you come down, you really enjoy the air down here. And you can actually do that on historic Highway 7. There's 7A, which is far more scenic, because 7, which, of course, in the beautiful, inimitable style of the Duplessis government in Quebec,
yes.
You know just where one person's riding or township begins and ends as the road widens and narrows.
Yeah, he said this area voted one way and this area voted another, so that is why it's divided this part now down to two lanes again.
They did that in Pierrefonds, and Montreal was beautiful. The city of Pierrefonds has actually two parts to it, and then there's this little town of Roxborough, and one road, Gouin, runs between them, and you could actually tell where Pierrefonds ended and Pierrefonds began, and there was Roxborough in the middle, because you're driving on a beautiful, smooth road, and suddenly it's all crunchy and chunkety-chunkety-chunky, and then it's beautiful again. Yeah.
Oh, the power of politicians.
Yes.
As well, Thrifty has minivans, so if you're coming down with a family, that's what their seven-passenger minivans.
But they're mid-sized cars. We either compact or mid-sized. Compact, you're driving a Dodge Neon, and we drove down in a Chrysler Cirrus.
Which is the mid-size, and... seats five very comfortably and holds the road well.
Oh, yeah. It's
a great car. We've had actually a Chrysler Cirrus from
Thrifty
when we were in Raleigh.
Yep, so it was overall great. We rented the car from the 55th Avenue location down near the airport in Montreal, so anybody wanting to rent a car, anybody flying and visiting Montreal, in fact, that's one of the best locations to rent from. It's very close to the airport. They've got a great selection of cars, so when you're in Montreal, rent from Thrifty.
Yep, and locations everywhere coming in serving the Bennington area.
So when you're down in Bennington, you can also visit the other locations that you're down here. Beautiful, there's a monument here. Which we were actually going to have the show from the top of the monument. Wouldn't that have been great for Liberty Works? Because it's a monument to the War of Revolution. All the patriots.
The patriots gathered. Ethan Allen and his Green Mountain Boys and General John Stark, "Live Free or Die," is really his quote. He adapted it from Patrick Henry.
Well, we could have sworn we heard Janet talking about how she wanted to do the show from the top, but of course...
it would have been quite interesting.
Yes, we think about it.
And we have Rick from Rebecca's Restaurant.
Yes, Rick from Rebecca's Restaurant just walked into the room.
We have 30 seconds just before the break, so we're going to discuss Rebecca's Restaurant following. Rick, is, of course, is well-traveled, as he mentioned to us yesterday. So join us for more about Bennington
and Southern Vermont as we continue on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network with our guests Janet Byers and Leslie Keefe from Manchester Mountains Regional Chamber of Commerce, Paul Boney from the town of Bennington, and now Rick Ganley from Rebecca's Restaurant.
Stay tuned to the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more...
place for kids. To learn more, call 1-800-854-CLUB.
That ain't me either, but it's the Allen Brothers, because Bennington, Vermont, was, of course, famed as the place where Vermont was founded, but, of course, the Vermont was a republic at one point. We thought VPR, Vermont Public Radio, but we thought VPR was the Vermont Patriots Republic, and, of course, that would be perfect for Liberty Works, the Patriots. And he talked about how in the Battle of Bennington, the New Hampshire militia joined in.
Yes, the New Hampshire militia came to the aid of the Patriots. And actually, the Battle of Bennington was actually west of here on the Vermont, New York Vermont border. But they were trying to protect Bennington from the munitions being stored here. And so let's start with our tour of Southern Vermont with Bennington, and we welcome Janet to the Travel World Radio Show. Good morning.
It's great to be here.
Janet, actually, if you mind moving on,
maybe get a little closer to
the actually hear you.
Okay.
We have one microphone in our Travel World Road Kit here, so there we go. Boom. Welcome to Travel World Radio Show, Janet.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit more about your Janet is actually a dog trainer. She has two dogs who are training for agility, which, of course, I relate to because my fluffy Robbie, he, of course, was in training for obedience, but he just wouldn't stay still. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
So tell us about Bennington, what brought you here in the first place, how you enjoy the place and so on.
I love it. I moved to Bennington just about a year ago, and I work for the Chamber of Commerce here. And I came because it's a little bit more relaxed, laid-back atmosphere, and the history is one of the things that attracted me and a lot of people to come to the area.
Sure.
They want the full experience. They want to find out what role we played in the making of the U.S.
Sure.
And they want to experience some of that themselves.
Okay.
We visited yesterday a number of historical attractions. We had Part McCullough House and Bennington Museum, Bennington Battle Monument. You can spend a full day touring attractions that really bring home the sense of history.
Yes, you can. And Park McCullough House is a wonderful historic home built in the late 1800s. And it was the summer home for the family that owned it. And it's anything but a summer home is what we saw yesterday. It's
A
beautiful, beautiful structure. And it's the kind of summer home anybody could wish to be living in.
Oh, yeah. But apparently they brought in all their older furniture from their New York City home.
And this is the furniture that were considered discards.
Right. The cast-offs, yes.
And they have also a side of replica of the house, which they called the dollhouse. They told everybody that there was a similar structure in Montreal that we called the dollhouse.
And
Nick's Palace.
That's right, yes, Nick's Palace.
A different staff.
A different kind of aquarium, too.
Right.
Yeah.
What was amazing was the type of materials used for that era. It was built 1865, just at the end of the Civil War, and bringing that type of material and the craftsmen in to this area to construct it when there was not that much around here at the time. You look back at that 135 years ago, they could not replicate something like that today.
They couldn't, and it was built actually very quickly in 18 months, which I don't think you could build it today that quickly. And a lot of the materials were brought up the Hudson River and then were transferred over to Bennington and North Bennington by horse carriage. It was a very long process. And they actually had to import a lot of workers because Vermont sent so many of its men off to the war. We were down a lot of workers at that time,
yeah.
So they actually imported a lot of immigrants into the area to work and build a house.
Vermont had the highest ratio of casualties on the Union side during the Civil War, and this house was technologically advanced for its time with an elevator and gas lighting and indoor plumbing and central heating. These were things that were not in very many homes in 1865.
Correct.
The home of what, two or three governors?
Something like that, yeah.
Two Vermont governors resided in that home.
After the house was built, about 20 years later, it was completely renovated again, just because it was going to receive a visit from our president. Mm-hmm. And so it was redone and more improvements added, and now the house is fully electric, which was very easy for that modernization to go. And actually, people used the house up until the 1940s.
It reminded me a bit of the Frick House in Pittsburgh when we went to visit that, because there are the areas where the visitors saw, which are ornate, opulent, and then you walk through where the servants were, and just no such kind of
utilitarian would be the best way to describe it.
Yes. Now that's one of the main structures here in the Bennington area, and also Bennington and the whole area. Rich with history, because we have Revolutionary War, the monument, we have the Civil War history, and this is something that is beautiful. Vic Phillips, one of our correspondents out of Toronto, would have a field day here.
Visiting the Bennington Museum.
Yes.
There's many, many reasons to come up here. There's all the three wars which you want to learn about, which we have tons of history here. We have also the beautiful area, just for the mountains. I mean, Route 9, if you head west over to Brattleboro, it's a one-hour drive
either east,
way.
East, actually.
East. East. Yeah, west you go to New York.
Yes.
But the Brattleboro, you go straight over the mountaintop, and you've got a view unlike any other. So it's just a wonderful place to come see. Another thing, tell us a bit about the monument.
The monument is actually built after a replica of the Washington Monument, and it is marking the site of where the munitions were kept that were being protected in the Battle of Bennington. And it opens in mid-April. It actually is having its grand opening today with a newly remodeled gift shop. And there is an elevator that takes you to the top of the monument. You do not have to walk up the stairs, which is one of the best-selling points. People are very happily surprised when they do come and see that. And it remains open until early November every year.
306 feet high, very imposing structure.
You can see it from downtown here. We look out the window, and there's the monument standing tall and proud over the entire region, and a great view to be had from the top. Bennington Museum, as I said, what a varied collection, and particularly the portrait gallery of the paintings of Grandma Moses, who was from this area.
The paintings of Grandma Moses. Right. She was from this area, lived in New York side, but actually came here for 2 years to care for her ailing daughter at the time, right. And at the age of 75 began painting.
Right. We have, the museum is a wonderful collection of her work, and it's in a newly remodeled gallery, and the museum boasts the largest public collection of Grandma Moses' works anywhere in the world, and people come from all over to see that. The actual largest private collection is in Japan,
yeah.
Of all places. It is believed to be in Tokyo, where the largest private collection of her work is. She's a wonderful folk artist. We have paintings from the beginning to very late in her career, which for her was a 20-year span beginning at age 75. But it's a wonderful collection. They have a wonderful story also in pottery that was produced locally,
yeah.
That Bennington was very well known for, and also for furniture that was made here.
And there was a big glass collection there that we saw, and different
Vermont marble
items.
And actual use, because north of here, near the Rutland area, there's the Marble Museum. That
Vermont
where
Marble Exhibit
marble.
In Proctor. So Vermont known for the marble works.
Also, they had one other commercial automobile manufacturer here, and they have the car there, the Wasp.
There's a Wasp.
Only half a dozen never really came off the line, or a dozen came off the line. But he didn't believe in any type of promotion. He didn't believe in advertising. He was just going to do it by word of mouth. So at a time when automobiles were streaming off the line, it just was one of those brands that didn't make it. I guess the Wasp, they told
Bennington
them to
Motor
buzz
Works.
Off.
It was the other, yeah, oh, very good, yes. The Bennington Motor Works, the other BMW.
Yeah. another interesting tidbit they have there is Ethan Allen's bar tab from the Catamount Tavern. That is also on display at the Bennington Museum.
Was ever paid?
Apparently.
I don't know that.
Was ever paid?
The rabble rouser. You know,
a bar tab?
Yeah, who wouldn't know about bar tabs?
I wonder. It hits
I missed the
home.
Bar tab.
Yes, yes. The local equivalent of the cachet. Yes.
You know, a good little tip on the Marble, Vermont Marble, if anyone ever visits the Lincoln Memorial in
yes.
Washington, D.C., and
Marble.
Go downstairs mm-hmm. in the Lincoln Memorial, mm-hmm. there's a separate entrance outside of the memorial, and they have pictures of all the Vermont workers working on the Lincoln Memorial, and most of that marble came from Vermont. It's
pretty funny, nice. Leslie, that you mention Lincoln, because in Leslie's area, again, more history. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert Todd Lincoln, built a summer house in Arlington area.
Well, Manchester,
called Hildene. And this is another area which is beautiful to see. They've got a beautiful pipe organ there, a player pipe organ, much like the one we saw out in Holland, in Utrecht, at the Speelhof Museum.
And still works, and they still put on different exhibits that they play on the organ.
Actually, bringing up Dutch things, I happen to be Dutch, and they mention in the brochure that...
For Arlington.
In Arlington, Battenkill
Rivers, they say it's a Dutch word. It says Dutch for fertilizing stream.
Well, no, because the word fertilizing and stream don't occur in the word Battenkill in Dutch that I know. But I know that you can... Maybe a drunk Dutchman. Some drunk Dutch talking donkey. I don't know who that would be.
I know somebody in
the Netherlands, is saying, boy.
He's laughing. They still believe it after all these years.
He's looking at that and saying,
coming up to the break in another 10 seconds.
Yeah, we're going to take a break for news with Mark Allen at Liberty Works Central.
Another Allen, yes.
Yes, that's today's connection. Stay listening to Travel World.
Here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. If it'll play.
Can we have, if anyone knows the origin, call us at our 800 number?
Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Nice going, Art.
All right.
Welcome back to Travel World with Will and Back and Stephen Pickford and Bonnie in Maryland. And we're going to
talk now with Leslie Keith, the Executive Director of the Manchester and the Mountains Regional Chamber of Commerce. And we were just before the break talking about Hilding in Manchester.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, yes. Glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit more about some of the attractions in your area.
Sure, I'd love to. Manchester and the Mountains area, the reason why we call ourselves, first of all, Manchester and the Mountains, is that we have two ski areas very close to us, Stratton Mountain and Bromley, which is 20 minutes away. But Manchester is nestled at the base of the Equinox Mountain, so the mountains are very high and very close, so we're really known for our natural beauty. It's been called the quintessential Vermont experience from magazines like Elle, New York Times. It is a forest
like
season.
Elk also talked about the Moose Crossing restaurant.
These folks ate at the Moose Crossing restaurant last night. A fabulous restaurant.
Moose dropping, but
it's a great restaurant.
Oh yeah, very good food. Had the Angus steak, and the people were very friendly, and everything to do with moose and caribou,
and they had this little TV that kind of rolled vertically.
Made Marcelo Parsons look better than he ever did.
No, but seriously, this place, the food was good. They had three different kinds of chowder, which were just delicious.
Great soup, and the steak, and a nice salad with maple Dijon dressing.
It actually was a good dressing. That one, yes.
It was the people that made it nice. Nice,
yes,
wood.
They had a guy
paneling.
Playing guitar, Bernie McWayne, who sang various little songs, more of a jazz type guitarist. He had also, songs from the Tin Pan Alley era and stuff like that. And the guy was really, really good. But he sang a few songs that I can't. One was, he was called actually When Anna Smiles, but I heard When a Banana Smiles.
And you went out to check for the CD by the Chimpanzees.
Yes, well, When a Banana Smiles. The other one was, It Ain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones. I got it right. I keep getting that one wrong.
He had a lot of unique and individual creations that he was playing, which created the atmosphere. You dined and listened to the music. And
well, good sense of humor, too.
It was a lot of fun, the Moose Crossing. And before that, lunchtime, we went to the West Mountain Inn. And great view over the surrounding valley.
I don't know why they had a llama there.
There was llama walked in an enclosure next door.
People that song "If I Won $1 Million" was about, and they actually did buy their llama. when it went up and started up that radio station, WEMU, the EMU,
which we listened to. I mean, there really is that station with those call letters.
Yes. Yeah, they run a llama farm at the West Mountain Inn. It's beautiful, and it's situated right at the. The mountain that they're on at the base is the Battenkill River, which you folks referred to earlier, which is the Battenkill is famous. It's a fly fishing river. It's a world-class fly fishing river.
We use honey, but seriously, it's a beautiful little creek. It's a stream just like what we love about Vermont. We go down. They asked us, why are you coming down this particular time of year? Summer's better. I said, are you kidding? This is the best time to come down. Because, you know, you have the summer. It's impending. It's not like you're going in fall. We know it's going to be covered in snow in 6 months or anything like that. We're just after the maple sugar season, so if you come a little bit earlier, you've got that.
Mud season, too.
Yes, mud season. No, mud season is springtime in my house, in my backyard, when my golden retriever comes in, and, of course, he knows when I've just freshly washed the floor, so... actually, the best dog story I've heard in a long, long time comes from, I keep wanting to call you Marianne, comes from Janet, my sister. It reminds me of my sister. Anyway, but comes from Janet, whose sister, of course, just cannot stand the two dogs that that Janet has, of course. But, well, it's an interior decorating thing, because Jennifer, her sister, is an interior decorator, and she, of course, just flips out when the dogs get on the furniture. So, and the dog knows it, too. And the very cynical, smart-ass dog. Of course, we don't know anything about
No, 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 not us.
Jennifer will sit down. You got to tell the story. You tell the story.
My one dog will, who is an 80-pound shepherd mix, will actually get on the couch and sit up right next to her and just stare at her, like, please make me move. So, my sister is very happy that I moved to Vermont, because I used to live about a mile from her house. Now I'm about 25 miles, so Jewel can't do that to her that often any longer.
Oh, it's beautiful. I can just see this dog sitting on the couch, looking at it, going, nah, 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 nah.
The Manchester area, we were talking about Hildene, and the gardens come out and bloom in the summertime.
Yes. Hildene opens early May, May 15th, and they're situated. It's a very large mansion built early in the 1800s, and Robert Todd made his money in the railroad. And Mary Todd Lincoln lived there till the 1970s, and the house was in decrepit shape. And a group of community citizens decided to get together, raise enough money to restore it, named it Friends of Hildene, and it is now a nonprofit home today, but it's a big attraction.
And the curator of the museum is actually very interesting, because he told us all kinds of stories about the people in this, and that's the best part of the tour, because you learn about the history of the people, what they were like, their priorities, all that other stuff. And of course, the last lady who died there in 1975, descendant of the Lincoln family, because there are no more, actually donated it to the Christian Science Church, of all things.
So, and they didn't want it.
That would make the library the Christian Science Reading Room, wouldn't it? But what they wanted to do was tear down this house
and make a housing development.
Yeah, 1 acre lots. And then the citizens got together smartly. And this is another area where the people ruled.
The people ruled.
This is Liberty Works. Is yes.
People power.
People power.
Over the privileged elite.
Don't say power to the people.
No.
That's
the other network, the proletariat, yeah.
Yes, Hildene does tours every day, and they are there. The citizens got together.
Believe in liberty.
And it's transformed back to its original state. So all of Lincoln's artifacts are there.
Yes.
His diaries, his top hat. It is just a fabulous.
They have a personal check that Abraham Lincoln wrote.
Yeah, and the hat box, and they have 37,000 pieces of correspondence, the entire life of...
Actually, one of the sons of Robert Todd Lincoln, who was Abraham too, learned, he lived only till about 17, but he actually learned to mimic the signature of Abraham Lincoln to the T. So when you see a book which is signed A. Lincoln, first of all, you know that that's not the Abraham Lincoln, because he never signed books. But there are some things you've got to take a look at the publication date. Oh, yeah, that's the son, not the father.
No, and he was actually selling to some of his friends at college.
Smart guy.
He was learning early.
Yeah, he had Stephen Pickford disease.
Very industrious in Vermont.
There you go.
Very industrious in the state.
Vermont industry.
There's also a thriving arts community in Manchester. The Southern Vermont Arts Center is located there as well.
Yes, it is. The Southern Vermont Arts Center is one of the largest in New England, and they're going through, as you know, you took a hard hat tour yesterday, an expansion to build yet another museum on. They do shows all summer long and into the fall. They even open up during the winter for some special events. Mm-hmm. They do concerts. It's just a fabulous... And there's a restaurant on site. They do fabulous things.
They had some rock and roll band. They call it the Poison Finger, the Crooked Finger, the Rotten Finger.
Something like that. That must be...
The Finger. I don't know. What was that band called? I don't know. I
don't remember, but it's supposed to open the addition in the month of July. And they'll be holding concerts.
They have a new pavilion that they were building, which is gorgeous, with the two beautiful open-air things. You walk all the way up to the top of the steps, and they have windows on these open-air entrances.
Out into the gardens. It's really beautiful.
Well, not just the gardens, but you can actually see the auditorium. They have the beautiful big spaces, and it doesn't look that way from there, and you look from the front.
Outside, it looks like a small building. Go inside, there's an incredible sense of space, two large galleries, 2.5 stories high, and there's a tremendous use of glass for skylights and the whole atrium, atrium feel to the building.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Manchester in the summertime really comes alive, as you said, with art and theater. The Dorset Theater and the Western Playhouse, which you didn't get to see, hosts theater and concerts all summer long.
We were actually hoping to make Bennington come alive with art, but he never made it out of Montreal.
The Old Castle Theater in Bennington is fabulous.
No, never made it.
Wonderful
sounds
things
beautiful,
all summer.
Though. Sounds very scenic, picturesque.
Well, that's just the whole thing. That's the whole thing about going to Vermont this time of year.
This is a great time of the year to come. And, of course, you can do some shopping in Manchester as well.
There's absolutely.
No
Manchester is home to it's a wonderful mix of specialty stores, antique stores, and outlet stores, but designed in very colonial buildings. It's not a strip mall. It's very quaint and quintessential, so you feel like you're in a village.
Yes.
And but there's names such as Giorgio Armani, Versace,
Bose.
We have to talk about Bose
and that radio thing. Just briefly, just because we wanted to visit this store, I haven't seen so many advertisements for that radio as I have here, but we went to see this, and it was the end of the day for these ladies, and we entertained the three ladies at the Bose store. So if they're listening right now, we actually enjoyed entertaining you.
We told them to listen in on the website.
We put a microphone in our hands, and we become dangerous.
LibertyWordsRadio.com.
Absolutely. So actually 15 seconds to the break, Stephen.
And we're going to be talking to Paul Boney from the town of Bennington about downtown Bennington and also some of the restaurant choices in the area when we return on Travel World Across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Children are waiting for the Easter Bunny, but across the globe,
all about the revolutionary 2 machines in 1 DR trimmer mower.
Dedicated to our favorite blonde in Maryland, Bonnie. Definitely. Bonnie, who puts the show together for us in Maryland. We couldn't have the show without her. Thank you for helping us out, Bonnie. So, Stephen Willem back here in Vermont, beautiful
yes.
Bennington area.
I want to give out a phone number and a website where you can get a lot of information. It's the Southern Vermont Marketing Region, 1-877-SOVERMONT, S-O-V-E-R-M-O-N-T, and the website, www.sovermont.com, where you have the links to all of the chambers, Manchester, Bennington, where you can get the information on the attractions, the restaurants, the lodging that we have talked about today on the program. One of those festivals coming up in Manchester is the first annual Fiddlehead Festival, May the 6th, with wild edible foraging tours. And
What is a fiddlehead, Stephen, apart from what we do every day?
A barn dance and local restaurants offering fiddleheads and other wild edibles.
It's a fern.
It's a fern, an edible fern. It's delicious. If
it
picked
is.
At the it right
is.
Time.
It Just like
one
of our
early,
friends.
They're very tender.
An edible fern.
Yeah.
I digress.
Delicious.
Rick Ganley is... Rick Godfrey. How much more Rick Ganley? Rick Ganley. No, I was thinking Karen Ganley. Karen Ganley. Yes.
Taking your mind off of Karen.
Yeah. Is a
Rick
local restaurant owner.
He is actually with Rebecca, who in Rebecca's restaurant. I don't know the relation. I would assume you're married. If you're not, then you're actually in business with her.
No, we're just in business together.
There you go.
Rick, she's already married.
Yes.
To somebody else.
Yes.
To somebody else.
Okay. Well, you have to ask these things,
yes.
Right?
Don't just assume.
No. If you assume, then you end up like us on the show here. Anyway, be that as it may, Rick Godfrey from the restaurant helped cook a great meal for us. We had these cornmeal muffins, which are better cornmeal muffins than I had in Iowa, believe it or not. And it's Rebecca's Restaurant, situated in North Bennington, is it?
Yes.
Beautiful, right on the square by a waterfall and a creek.
A pond that was used for the old mills, and it's a great location.
By the old mill stream. Anyway, tell us, Rick.
Well, Rebecca's is located in North Bennington, right next to the Havilland's Privilege, which is what you were talking about with the waterfalls there. And it's great, great area to be around. The setting is perfect. Our atmosphere is what we thrive on, and our service. We already know our food is good, so just come for the atmosphere.
Now, it's an interesting story because you're very well traveled, as we've mentioned. Rebecca's local to the area.
Yes.
Herself. What actually brought you? You just opened up. Tell us about what brought you to open up this restaurant.
Well, originally we're caterers,
okay.
And being caterers, we just got too popular too fast, and we got very large. So we needed a facility to have most of our catering events.
As opposed to the caterers in Montreal who didn't sell anything and they got too large for
they ate their products. Yeah. Well, we had the pancakes and great farmer sausage and the muffins. It's become an institution in just a couple of months.
Muffins.
Well, I was going to bring a cake, but I didn't know what type of cake to bring.
Well, Steve, it would be a cow pie.
Oh, no. You should have brought them all.
Yeah. Bring them all. We'd have eaten them all.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Bring them all. Nothing can beat them all.
One of our specialties are the classic carrot cakes, the triple chocolate torts,
chocolate
caramel
pecan
pie. Chocolate,
huh?
And your menu changes all the time.
Yes. It's not a standard menu where everybody gets the same thing every week.
Oh,
we try
yes,
and
yes, like at Holiday
add something
and
new. Yeah.
I can't wait for my chicken Kiev and apple crisp.
Every place you go.
And if there's something in particular that you want, just tell one of the chefs and we'll make it up special for you. No
that
extra
was,
charge.
That would actually be Rick, because
yes.
Actually, they were wondering how we knew you. Rick came in, he just came, first of all, on the business card it says Rebecca and Rick, so there wasn't too hard.
50-50 chance.
50-50 chance. So, somebody, looks like a guy, you know, we already met Rebecca, so we're not too sure yet. And he flashes with a great big smile. I said, that's my guess. She said, how do you know this guy?
And the area has a lot of great places to eat. First night we went to the Bennington Station, which last train came through here in 1933. But
that's beautiful.
Lovely building. Beautifully restored. And there's pictures of the history of Bennington and the railroad history of the area. Salad bar, steak, seafood. Lovely area.
See, already the phones are ringing off the hook. They're booking us.
So Shire in 802-447-3839 for the Victorian lodging experience in Bennington. Tell us as well where we're going to eat over some of the coming meals, Janet.
Well, we're going to be joining people at the Paradise Restaurant this afternoon, which is right here in town. They have a wonderful lunch, dinner. They also do breakfast. And then this evening we're going to be eating at the new Bennington Public House, which has just newly reopened. Opened, has a wonderful variety of food that's there. Sits on the knoll, just looking down into the valley of Bennington.
I would take one letter
to see that
sign. But
it used to be a horse barn that was moved onto that site in 1972.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Those are the paradise. What other places? You've got to promote the members of your chamber. You've got to promote the members of the chamber.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
There's a lot of restaurants in the area, actually throughout the county. Breakfast, one of the most popular spots is the Blue Bend Diner, which is an old diner that sits, and you could
classic
be standing outside
style.
For an hour on a busy
anything
Saturday
you want.
Or Sunday.
On a blustery, cold day. Yes. Actually, we picked one of the best weekends because even though the weather forecast was for something a little bit, you know, a bit more rain and whatnot, we've had glorious sunshine.
Glorious weather, 70 degrees, sunshine. Spring is here.
This is southern Vermont, don't you forget.
It's southern Vermont. You come to southern Vermont
never
for the warm, the south will rise again, right? But downtown, it still has shops and it's a walking area. You have the river walk down. To just stroll,
yeah.
And there's walking tours. You can learn the history of the building.
Well, downtown's a real downtown. I mean, it's what it was and how it developed. Bennington was originated on the hill, an old Bennington.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the industrial beginnings of Bennington, everybody moved off the hill into the Bennington Center, or Algiers, as it was called by the people on the hill at one time.
Algiers.
So you can imagine what was going on in downtown Bennington at that time.
Algiers when you cross the border from Canada.
Oh, boy. If you tell the U.S. crossing and we're going to Algiers, boy.
Yeah, you're going to have like 9,000
No.
But the mill owners in the area built their beautiful homes right in our downtown area, and most of them are still there in original condition. And so if you take a little tour around our main street and then off into the side streets, you come across these just gorgeous homes that have been there since late 1800s.
This is a beautiful, very accessible place. Those of you listening in either Reno or San Diego or any of the other areas covered by Liberty Works, Southwest Airlines, any airline will take you here.
It's a special right now, $98 one way from Reno.
There you go, into Albany, and you drive right here into beautiful Bennington.
45 minutes away with your car from Thrifty Car Rental.
Well, if you have your own plane, we have a 3,700-foot runway airport here, so it'll take a small Learjet and some of the other planes. People that live in the area and summer in the area, have vacation homes in the area, do come in and use our local airport. It's a very fine, small airport.
What I liked about downtown was that most of the buildings had plaques telling you when they were built, some of the history, who was the first occupant of the building, and some of the stores which may no longer be there, like Woolworths or Fishman's, $5 to $1, they are still embedded in the entranceways, their logos, their names. It still has that feel of what it was at the turn of the century.
Well, downtown is an historic district by itself. I mean, it's on the National Register. And then, of course, that was 50 years ago or older, but you talked about Woolworths, and it's a regular downtown. It's what everybody's downtown was and how it developed through the 40s and the 50s after the war, and it's still a very gorgeous place.
I took my walk, because we're here at the South Shire Inn, and you're walking distance to downtown. You're two blocks away. People were saying good morning. It's the small town feel. It wasn't like keep your eyes on the ground and avoid eye contact like in a big city. This was a welcome.
It's a wonderful place, and the whole area, the whole county of Bennington, it's just a fantastic place to visit. A lot of the small towns, downtown Arlington is a wonderful place to go and see. The area is populated with craft shops, antique shops galore. You can just spend the day poking all around in different kinds of shops and have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Mike, did they get loose? Yeah. It is a small town. People do say hello, people say good morning, and people expect that, and they expect to hear that back as you're walking by them.
Well, that's the impression we certainly got, and we invite our listeners, check out that website again, www.soulvermont.com, 1-877-SOUL-VERMONT, SOUVERMONT, for all of Southern Vermont has to offer. South Shire in South Shire. Shire.com, SOUTHSHIRE.com, 802-447-3839 for the Victorian Lodging Experience in Bennington.
And we also know why Leslie Keefe from the Arlington area would be so easygoing, because, of course, when at one time there was an Irish name, O'Keefe, and that would be the easy-drinking O'Keefe, yes. That's a Montreal joke. Anyway, listen, join us down. Yes, Art knows.
Art finally found out. He caught on to him, yes.
Let's give out some websites in our final 30 seconds. What's the website for Bennington area?
It's www.bennington.com. You can find out everything about Bennington.
And you'll find a government site on there. One thing we've done is we've combined some sites, so Bennington Government is on Bennington.com.
Welcome once again next week, another edition of Travel World in Montreal. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Janet Weirs.
Paul Boney, thank you for coming.
Rick Godfrey from Rebecca's.
Leslie Keefe, thank you.
Join us again on Travel World.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
This is Liberty Works Radio. If you'd like an audio copy of any